You're listening to Counterculture on RCR.
Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. Oinky had an early start. Trying to unravel the mess left to him by Chippy, Squealer and Napoleon was not going to be a quick fix. So here he was, at the crack of dawn, starting another long day at the farmhouse. Exclaimed Oinky.
Nicky! Nicky!
Bellowed Oinky. Then out of the gloom appeared Nicky Sow with a flashlight in hand.
What on earth is going on here? What happened to the lights, Nicky?
Oh, that, said Nicky.
Yes, that, said Oinky.
Well, that indeed. It appeared Kiwi Farm was in the midst of a power crisis. For years, Kiwi Farm's power generation was reliant on a small hydro plant in the southern pastures, drawing water from nearby lakes through a dam. However, the rain gods had not been kind to the southern pastures, and water had not been flowing as freely. Then there was Squealer and Napoleon's windmill catastrophe, which cost masses of feed, not to mention Boxer the Packhorse's life, as he was determined to see the project through. Turns out, windmills need wind, and like the rain, this too had been in very short supply. So much of the farm's power was now reliant on a couple of old clapped-out diesel generators, which the free-range pigs and Napoleon's crew abhorred, but they needed to keep the very expensive and gutless electric tractor purchased by Squealer charged up and all the electric ATVs that the free rangers were ever so fond of running about. So here we were. The farmhouse in darkness, and Oinky nursing a sore knee to go with his bruised ego.
Oinky,
Nicky said,
we're having to ration power. The generators weren't keeping up and the last diesel delivery wasn't made because the check bounced. I'm doing my best, but unless it rains down south or the wind starts to blow, we're going to have to ration. Look, sit down. I'll get you a cup of tea. At least the old wood stove is still working,
said Nicky as she trotted away, leaving Oinky shaking his polished chrome dome in despair. Oinky really did have the feeling that for every step forward he made, he then stumbled backwards onto his arse, and Squealer was laughing at him whilst licking cheese roll crumbs off his pudgy trotters. It was then that he heard chuckling. It was Winnie Ben.
Jesus! What's the story with the lights?
Why are you sitting in the dark, Oinky?
Questioned the old donkey. He took up the seat next to Oinky to get the explanation of the current power crisis.
Yeah, and so we're in the dark, Winnie, until it rains or more funds come in for diesel. And besides, what were you chuckling about? It certainly wasn't this mess,
asked Oinky, looking for levity wherever he could find it.
Oh, yeah, well, no, I've heard a rumour. A rumour that Chippy Bork's about to get spit roasted by that young wiener pink from the central pasture. You know, one naughty mackinutty. He believes he can turn this shit show around. Ha, it's a fool's errand. But who am I to stand in the way of a fool in their follies, eh? Oh, come on, Oinky. Cheer up. At least in the gloom in the chamber this morning, you won't have to see the cunny cunny. They'll just blend in. Be thankful for small mercies, I say.
And with that, the old donkey trotted off with his tail swishing behind him. Just then, Oinky heard rustling in the trees, and just as if his prayers had been answered, the wind began to blow and the lights slowly began flickering into life in the farmhouse. A reprieve for a moment, but as Oinky knew only too well, he needed more than a few fortuitous breezes to turn the tide on Kiwi Farm. This required a bold plan, but did Oinky have the stomach to implement it? Tune in next week to Kiwi Farm for the latest developments exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.